He's right.
So that's the issue.
He's right.
So you think he competes?
Yeah, definitely.
You have a guy that's going.
You have a coke addict.
No, but they're not allowed to take other drugs either, right? They're not allowed to take cold medication or anything like that.
No, they're not.
So this is my point. So are they not allowed to take that ever throughout the whole year?
I don't think so.
I mean,
so,
that's relevant to the Donovan Bailey issue right now. He can't take any kind of penicillin.
Yeah, but he's competing. That's not the
same thing. Yeah, but he can't take any kind of penicillin.
I know,
you know
but
what?
He's competing right now. He's that's, over
okay,
there.
But Matthew brings up the point, you know, which is Donovan Bailey's whole future rests on how he does in this
I mean, I'm a bronchial champion when it comes to being inflicted with lung ailments, and, you know, I don't really
bronchial
know.
Bronchial champion.
I don't really know that any kind of penicillin I've ever taken in my life has ever enhanced anything.
But they're not allowed to take neocitron or anything.
I mean, that's
like
just
that.
Crap. Yeah, that's
but on this show, we don't talk about what they're allowed to do. It's what they should be allowed to do.
Well, a life restriction. What happens if, like, say in the case of marijuana, you know, you go home, you've been training all year, you go home, you visit your friends, right? You're hanging out with them in their, like, 76 Ford van, and they start bonging in the back. You're breathing in secondhand marijuana smoke, and suddenly the IOC is telling you, you know what, that gold medal, we're going to take it away from you because you just happen to be around some of your, you know, pothead friends.
I think, what was his name? Rod.
So I guess the question is, are they too restrictive? They have made a policy which is basically zero tolerance, which is the only drug you're allowed to take is Advil. Anything else is banned. Any recreational drugs are banned.
And is that throughout the whole year, no matter what? Well, like, is it like a lifetime restriction? You can't take it forever?
I mean, no matter how old you are, Juan Antonio Samaranch will show up at your house if you do something bad.
Second of all, he's got a coke problem. You don't kick him out of the Olympics. You help him. You say, you know, you can compete. That's the thing he still has is the Olympics.
The thing about
him
is,
on a program,
look at the big scandal that's been going on with the Chinese national team and all that over there right now. If you're, you know, medicine is going to find a way around it. If athletes want to dope to enhance their performance, and if that's their goal, they're going to find a way around it. You know, well, unfortunately, we live in an age where technology and medicine can do that. Right, but you know, we know. I mean, then you go looking, and well, in our country,
your point is,
but in our country, you go looking for the smaller things. Now, don't get me wrong; I don't think doing cocaine by any stretch of the imagination is a small thing. But I mean, there are countries out there who are going to the extreme to take and performance enhancing drugs that are a little bit more serious than whether you should be able to take neocitrin because you have the flu.
Yeah, but cocaine wasn't a performance enhancing.
Obviously not as well. But I mean, I think it kind of clouds the issue, right? I mean, we're talking about one thing. Whereas, I mean, I think they should be looking into getting
what
technology
are you
to stop
to say
all
exactly?
Okay, I think the question is pretty simple, and you brought it up. It's a great one. With Donovan Bailey, no one's talking about this. This guy is sick. Should he be allowed to take something other than Advil?
Yeah, that begs the whole question. They need to redefine their definition of drugs.
Exactly.